Hey there, and welcome back to the Empower You podcast with your host, myself, Manaima Safir. I am the founder of Empower You Coaching, and I welcome you again for joining us in this episode. You know, I really kind of fall back away from having conversations that the world is having. And that's a little, I guess, maybe counterproductive, but this has been on my heart for a while. And I want to first extend my condolences to Kobe Bryant's family, his wife, his children, his friends, his family, his teammates, all of the fans. And in addition to that, everyone who lost a loved one on that helicopter, that horrible helicopter crash that took the life of, you know, one of the icons of the sports world. I have to tell you, I do not watch sports regularly. I really don't. I've heard of Kobe Bryant. I did not know much about him until after his death, I'm sorry to say. But of course, all of the things that I have heard, all of the things he's contributed to the world, not only in sports, but in his private life as far as mentoring and donating monies and being there and contributing to young children's lives, etc. There's many more things I'm sure that the people who really knew him could speak on. Okay, so what is the point of what I'm trying to say? In the aftermath, Gayle King did an interview with Lisa Leslie, who was a WNBA player in her own right. She was on the female version of the Lakers. And this is me speaking from obviously someone who doesn't watch sports, so forgive me if I'm not using the correct terminology, etc. I've also heard of Lisa Leslie and didn't watch much sports. However, I saw the clip that's been spanning the globe of Gayle King, who is Oprah Winfrey's best friend, interviewing Lisa Leslie. And the one part that they highlighted and used, as networks do, to get people to watch. The problem is that clip backfired on Gayle King. I am not defending Gayle for asking what she asked as far as any allegations that occurred in Kobe's life long before he passed. I'm not even interested in what the allegations were. I did not research what the allegations were. I can understand the backlash. I can understand the fury and the frustration and the pain. There was a pain point in the conversation. Lisa Leslie handled it very gracefully, and the interview aired. Gayle King subsequently began getting all of these death threats and all kinds of terrible feedback. How could you? I can't believe you. He's not even been buried yet. Why would you tarnish his image, etc.? I get it. I don't think she should have asked the question. I don't think that she felt she was doing anything wrong. However, and that is her, I believe, being human, because it was very easy for other people to say, oh, she shouldn't have. Well, that's like the family of a loved one saying, well, you shouldn't talk about the bad things right now, because, you know, just give the family some time to mourn. Now, we can understand that on a smaller level, on an intimate level. We can understand those things. And some people don't understand it on an intimate level when it comes to people that they do know, or people who are closer to their circle. When it's someone famous, we kind of lose a little bit of that sensitivity, not realizing that there are people still very, very, very hurt, very much hurting. And although the world is reeling from this terrible incident, the fact of the matter is the family is still dazed. And this is coming from me personally understanding the severity and the depth of the pain that comes with losing someone so close to you. You know, it seems like the rest of the world is just going on and you're still having a hard time taking deep breaths on a regular basis just to keep your body alive because of the pain and the ringing. It's not even pain yet. You know, they're still in a state of being stunned. So I understand the backlash. I understand people wanting to come to the family's defense. I get it. I even appreciate those who have come forward and said, you know what? You were out of line. That was uncalled for. Don't do that. That's how could you? How dare you? Why would you do that? I get it. My reason for having this talk right here is simply to address the way we do that. Okay, so she was wrong. But again, the whole two wrongs don't make a right is still a real thing. And I would have had a lot more respect for people who sent her a direct message. But again, how do you send Gayle King, best friend of Oprah Winfrey, who happens to be arguably, or even not arguably, the most influential, most powerful woman, period, on the planet, but black woman at that, on the planet, okay? In our universe, as far as we know, in the physical, let me be clear, okay? How do we go in about doing that on in private? Because I feel like it's a family thing. I feel like it's a family issue. We all have those family members who is like, you know what? Somebody needs to let you know. I need to let you know. I don't have a problem with people wanting to let her know. Love Snoop Dogg. Love 50 Cent. I love everybody who is standing up and saying, you know what? Yeah, I get it. You're Oprah Winfrey. And I get it. You're Gayle King. And yeah, we love you. But guess what? You're wrong. You're out of line. You need to check yourself. I don't have any problem with that. The problem I have is that we do it in public so freely. And because of the internet, it is very easy for us to step out and get on quickly, just like I'm doing now. I got my phone in my hand. I'm doing my little podcast. I'm going to put it out there in the world for everybody to hear. So it's easy for us now to be behind closed doors and say what we want to say out in the public. But we have to really be more responsible with the fact that, okay, I didn't like what you did, but I'm going to find a way to say it so that we don't damage the relationships. That's important to me. The relationships is what is going to get us to the next level, all of us to the next level. And we have to learn. I even talk to my children about this. I get it, you're upset about that, but you know what? There's a way to say that without damaging your relationship. People, there are people that you may know in your life right now. They may not even talk about it. You might not even know about the situation, but you have people that you know, elders in your life, over 50, over 60, over 70 years old, who had a dispute with a friend or a relative 30, 40 years ago, and still hold on to that anger and fury because of the way that it was handled. Not just because of what happened. We do have an individual responsibility to make sure that we are clearing out the pain that we carry, because it's nobody else's fault if we continue to carry it. If someone hurt us, yes, they have a part of that. They play a part in that experience. However, going forward, for me to continue to hold on to something someone did to me 5, 10, 25 years ago and let it be a pain point in my life right now, that's my responsibility. So we reel from so much pain on a regular basis. It's easy for us to lash out viciously when one of us does something seemingly insensitive or unnecessary or hurtful. But I challenge all of us to please take responsibility for your own actions. Take responsibility for your own words. Take responsibility for the tone that you carry, for the energy that you give, for the frequency that you vibrate in. And take a few deep breaths if you need to take a few days. I've done it in my lifetime where a friend of mine did something to me because I value my friendships. If there comes a time when I don't value the friendship, then I reevaluate why I continue that, call that person a friend or continue that interaction. And that's something I do within myself. And I think each one of us should. And it doesn't have to be, oh, I hate you because, or you don't add value to my life. I don't have to say those things because they're still valuable human beings in their own right. And they brought a value to me. They helped me realize what I do or do not want in my life. So when you learn to walk through life and begin to evaluate and appreciate the things that you have and recognize and see all of those things as something that's being done for you and not to you, then you can more more accurately and at a higher level appreciate this thing that we call life. So I just really needed to get that out, because as much as I love Snoop, it hurt me to my core to hear him call Gayle King out of her name. And I do understand, and I'm not oblivious to why, and I'm not, you know, and he was a personal friend of Kobe's, so that made it even more hurtful to him. And I get that. But we still, as individuals, as a black man and a black woman on this planet together, we have a responsibility individually to properly approach, to properly address the things that we want to correct. Because in your addressing it, there's still there's a lesson to be learned in the addressing of it. And I'm not going to continue on too much, but the dispute that Oprah Winfrey had with Ian LaVon Zant some many years ago, that dispute created a chasm between them. It created a divide between them. And they, too, again, Ian LaVon Zant is nowhere near at the level that Oprah Winfrey is, but she, in her own right, has carried, she's carried her own torch. And she has created her own platform in her own life, and she's delivering her own message in with it, you know, in her, on her platform. And when that occurred, it were some years that passed, if I'm not mistaken, before they actually got a chance to sit down and talk about it. And I had so much respect for the way they carried on the conversation and the willingness to be open long enough to hear the other person out and take what that person said instead of what they felt individually within themselves, instead of taking that as fact and being able to trust what the other said just because they understood the importance of resolving that. Not so much that they needed to be best friends, but the importance of resolving that. And not just resolving it behind closed doors, but resolving it out in the public. And I do hope that one day she and Monique also are able to have the same conversation. And I'm going to end that. I'm going to end this podcast here. I just needed to get that off my chest. It's been on my mind. Like I said, I'm not big on jumping on bandwagons. I can't say that I was a Kobe fan, because I really did not know much about him prior to his death. But he has absolutely become a very important part of my life now, because I now want to know more about him and his work ethic and the way that he did what he did. And I want to share, again, being this is February 2020, Black History Month, I want to share those things with my children and help them understand and look to other black and brown people for inspiration and encouragement, and recognize that whatever they see in whatever greatness they see in another person is also within them. So that's that. Thanks again for sharing this moment with Manaima. Don't forget to like and share. Please, 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 please like and share. I appreciate you so much for listening. And we got to take better responsibility of our actions. You are a creator. Everything that you do, every part of you, every thought that you have, every piece of every part of energy that you give out, every frequency you engage in, is you are a participant in that creation process. You are a participant. You are an integral part of everything that's going on this planet. So be consciously aware of what it is that you're carrying, because whatever you're carrying is what you're going to give out. It's like squeezing an orange. You can only get orange juice out of it. It's the only thing you can get out of an apple when you squeeze it is apple juice. So the question is, what is it that's inside of you that when you get squeezed, when you get a little bit of pressure, what is it that's coming out? And if it's something that's ugly coming out, then you need to address what it is that's going on inside of you. So that's that. Thanks again for sharing this moment with Manaima. Don't forget to join us on the next podcast of Empower You.